Go now.
Go.
Grab a cup of tea and a comfy sweater. It's time for Much More Better Podcast.
Welcome back to Much More Better Podcast, Beach Edition.
Can I just tell you what I'm calling it in my head?
Yeah.
It's Much More Better Moss Beach Edition, or MMBMBE.
MMBMBE.
You got it. This Moss rolls off the tongue, right?
Yes. It's a little foggy, a little windy. I don't know how. I feel like I thought that the gunshots in the Farm Edition were going to be muted by the mics, and
no,
they were not.
No.
So the waves. We are starting off this week with a segment called Listener of the Week. Kind of like shout-outs. But how often are we going to revisit this? I feel like we need to
as many times as you want.
Because I think there's incentive
for our listeners to engage. Feel like I like the freedom, and you like the structure.
Do like
and we might
structure.
Be butting heads a little bit
That's
on this.
That's all right. No, I think it's a good mix right now.
Okay.
All right, so Listener of the Week, you have some people to mention, correct?
I have a straight-up Listener of the Week.
I've got a straight-up Listener of the Week.
And I have a runner-up Listener of the Week.
Okay.
All right, my straight-up Listener of the Week, Kimberly Diane Grover. She has been for this podcast since the get-go. Since, I think she came over for lunch one day, and I was like, I think I want to do a podcast. And she was all about it, and has been just our biggest fan all the way through. So Wednesday, I want to say, I texted her episode 6 was up. Maybe an hour and a half later, she texted back, having already listened to it with feedback and comments and all that. It was pretty wonderful.
That's great.
I kind of just want to talk about this all the time, every day.
And she's
okay the
with
one.
That.
She came in yesterday for lunch and was like, "Okay, first things first, let's talk about Much More Better." And I was like, "Yes, all my life, I've just been waiting for somebody to say that to me." So thanks, Kim.
Yay.
You're the best.
And wasn't Kim the one who suggested that we have a launch party?
She
came up in another episode.
She was.
All right.
We got to get her on here. The only thing is she works 9 to 5, which is super dumb.
That's so stupid. Yeah.
So then my runner-up is my brother-in-law, Pastor Brandon Hardy of Bethel Baptist Church up in Salem, Oregon. When we were up there, he referenced us from the pulpit, which was ridiculous.
Insane.
And you made fun of us when I said we were experiencing spiritual warfare because what we were doing was so important for the kingdom. And
I made fun of us.
Yeah, you're like, like what we're doing.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know what I'm referencing.
I do.
So for just like, now, you don't know.
Yeah.
From the pulpit, baby.
That's amazing.
It really was. So runner up. Thanks,
Yay.
Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Great.
All right, listeners of the
week. My Listener of the Week is Beth Wilson. She's amazing. Same thing, she's been on board since the beginning. I give her a shout out because Osteen versus Bonhoeffer might have been her suggestion, in its entirety. I'm not
okay.
sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
came up with a whole bunch of pairings together.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
I
okay.
feel like that specific one might have been her.
Okay.
But she was just all about brainstorming with me different
Very cool.
segments, and she had. She contributed really good questions for our Everything to Do with You segment.
What?
Yes. Yeah, she had ideas for that.
Scandal.
Did I ever say these are
That was
entirely,
the assumption.
No. She's just really helpful. Coming up with good questions, really encouraging, and she's been, like Kim, a super faithful listener. I'll get a text. I'll post it without even telling her, and I'll get a text from her saying,
Yeah.
You know, I loved this part. Just really, really kind. So, you and I are both doing this for ourselves, but
right.
then when somebody has anything positive to say, it's just like icing on the cake.
Yeah.
It's really fun. So
I kind of, part of me feels like half the time I'm like, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody thinks as a defensive mechanism.
It's so bad.
It's because I love it so much, and if you're critical of it, you will just destroy me.
Yeah. Yeah, so Beth and Kim and Brandon, we love you so much. Thanks for putting up with us.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we have kid interviews. Do we have a name for this?
Oh, yes. Yes, I thought of one. Okay, so I like to call my kids turkeys. Can we call it talking turkey?
Talking turkey is so good. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Olive.
First up, we're talking turkey with Olive. I am going to leave the tent.
Hand over your mic.
Hand over my mic so Olive feels freedom, to be completely honest.
Dean, you can listen carefully so you can decide for sure if you really want to be interviewed at some point, okay?
I really do.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Talking turkey.
Okay. Talking turkey. Take a walk, Wendy. A long walk. You are looking so professional right now. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Not today, but yes. All right, Olive. I have some questions for you about your mom.
Okay, what is it?
Remember what the only rule is? Number one rule. What's the number one rule?
Can't say I don't know.
Yes, I don't know is not an acceptable answer. All right. Start off easy. What is your favorite thing to do with your mom?
Well, I kind of like to go to the mall with her.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite store to visit when you're at the mall with her?
Well, I kind of like the tea store.
Do you drink tea at the tea store?
Well, there's samples, like, all the time.
Okay. You like drinking tea?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Tell me one thing that your mom is really bad at. What is she terrible at doing?
Well, she's not that good at remembering to put sunscreen on us.
Okay. So you get sunburned a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's one thing she's really good at?
Playing the ukulele?
Ooh, that's true. Yeah, our listeners know that. How do you know that your mom loves you? How does she show you?
Well, she does nice things.
What kind of nice things? Give me an example.
Well, one time when we were waiting for her at the dentist, we waited a long time, so she said that we were being good, so she gave us a popsicle.
Wow, that's pretty great. All right, tell me one thing that your mom does that embarrasses you like crazy. Like the thing that embarrasses you most about your mom.
Like when she tells some of my secrets.
Some of your secrets?
Yeah.
She tells them to people?
Yeah.
And you're embarrassed about that?
Yeah.
All right. All right, what is one thing that your mom says to you over and over and over? What is the thing that she says the most often to you?
Well, she tells me a lot of things, but in the morning she just like tells me to like get dressed and brush my teeth and brush my hair.
Over and over. Olive, brush your hair, brush your hair, brush your hair. Over and over?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's good, she's taking good care of you. But no sunscreen, right? Not Olive put on sunscreen. Just brush your teeth and brush your hair. All right, what is your mom's favorite song?
Well, she has a lot of favorite songs, but one of her favorite songs is, let's see. Well, I don't really know what it's called.
How does it, just some of the words, how does it go? Or who sings it? Do you know anything?
Not really.
No? All right, we'll skip that one. What is something that your mom does that makes you laugh?
She tickles me.
Tickles you? It's pretty good.
Oh my God, you were walking far away.
And is she cheating? Is she sitting there listening, Dean? She is. She's the worst. All right. How often do you think your mom listens to this podcast?
Well, one time she listened to it in the car while we were driving to your house.
Just one time?
Well, she listens to the podcast a lot.
A lot? Like more than one time a day, do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe not? Okay. All right, what is one thing that your mom really hates? Like what bugs her the most?
Well, she doesn't like mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes? That bugs her the most?
Oh, and she super duper hates lice.
Mosquitoes and lice. I can understand that. All right, one last question, okay?
Okay.
This is it. Wendy, you are the worst. This is not taking a long walk. What is something that you do to make your mom really happy or proud? Like, what makes her really happy that you do? Or makes her really proud?
Let's see. Well, like, if I cleaned up my room without she asking me.
Yeah. Just out of nowhere, you just clean your room. Surprise. Like that?
I do that yeah. Sometimes.
That makes your mom happy when you do it too, Dean, huh? All right, what drives you totally cuckoo bananas about your mom? What's one thing that just drives you crazy that she does?
Well, I really hate it when she brushes my hair.
Okay, so her brushing your hair drives you crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Olive, you were an excellent interviewee. Do you think you're going to be super famous now? Now you're on Much More Better?
I don't know.
We'll see. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
All right. While your mama gets out of earshot, I'm going to ask you some questions. All right, you want to introduce yourself? No. All right. This is Willa. So let's start off. We'll start off easy. Is there a song that your mom likes to sing around the house?
She really likes to sing hymns.
Oh, okay.
She likes to sing Guide Me Thou, O Great Jehovah.
Yeah, I know she does. Cool. Has your mom ever farted in front of you?
Yeah.
She has? What about picked her nose? No, not really?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of picked her nose.
Yeah.
All right. What is something your mom makes you do that you hate?
Clean my room when it's so messy.
You don't like doing that.
No.
All right. I don't blame you there. How old is your mom?
37.
Okay. What's her middle name?
Susanna?
Okay. All right. What is the name of your mom's podcast?
Much More Better.
Very good. And if you were trying to describe it to a friend, they're like, Much More Better podcast. What is that? What would you tell them?
It's a podcast my mom made with my friend.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, what do they do in it? What do you think about Much More Better podcast?
It's cool.
Cool, nice. Okay. If you think if you listen to podcasts, you would listen to it?
Yeah.
You'd subscribe to it?
Yeah.
All right. You think your mom's going to be famous from it?
Kind of.
Last time you said no. Okay. Kind of? All right. Was there anything you heard on Much More Better podcast that you thought was funny?
I liked when I was the judge for the
Oscar bait?
Yeah.
And you had to decide who gave the better performance?
Yeah.
I really liked that part too, Willow. That was great. I laugh every time I hear that.
I like the part when the gun shot it and you said, ow.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you think your mom likes me?
A lot.
Yeah? Why do you think that?
I don't know. She's like, whenever I start a conversation, she starts talking about you.
Yes! Everything reminds her of me. Mm-hmm. She likes to talk about me. Okay. Yeah. She like, Mrs. Hardy's so cool.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
I love her.
Thank you, Willa. You did wonderful. It's a great job.
Bye.
Keeping it classy. In this segment, we will read each other's segments. Did I just say segment twice? In this segment, we will
keep
read
it classy,
each other.
Jeff.
We will read each other sections of classic literature, and it's trivia, right? So you have to figure out what book?
Yeah,
what classic.
That's right.
Book slash.
And we left it very open.
Yeah, totally open.
What you consider a classic?
Yes.
Can I just say? The library's selection of classic literature is absolutely appalling.
I'm not surprised.
I went to the Bronte section between the two sisters. There was there was one by one of the sisters that I'd never even heard of.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those Brontes.
Two, right?
No.
Oh, more than two?
I think there's more than two.
Oh, really? Huh. Interesting. Well, you won't be hearing Wuthering Heights, I'll just tell you right now.
Oh,
among so many.
Because I know that one so well. I've read that at least twice.
You won't be getting that.
No Heathcliff.
No.
Catherine.
But if I were to read you a section, I would not use
their names.
Right.
Right. I know that. But okay. Still, I think I would have gotten that. I would have got a shot. The ones you give me. All right. So, I'm gonna quiz you first. We're going back and forth.
I'm so excited.
All right. Ask no questions and you'll be told no lies. I have three different quotes from this book because I feel like these are the top.
Okay. Right now I would guess Alice in Wonderland, but keep going.
I have been bent and broken, but I hope into a better shape. We need never be ashamed of our tears, for they are rain upon the blinding dust of earth, overlying our hard hearts. If you've got nothing, I'll give you character names.
Give me character names. This is tricky.
Pip and Estella.
Oh, Great Expectations.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know. That's like a half a point. So I had to give you the main character's names.
You could have just... Okay.
So that was my hardest one. That was my most...
Yeah, those quotes were hard. I had given you like a paragraph.
Well, I've got more for the other ones.
Okay.
That one I just didn't want to... Yeah. All right. You're next. Give me one.
Okay. Turn away, please.
Okay, but then you'll see. I'm just not going to look
at it. All right. I'm going to start off with probably my trickiest one. They get easier from here.
Okay. That's what I did.
Okay. Marion has not shyness to excuse any inattention of hers, said Eleanor. She knows her own worth too well for false shame, replied Edward. Shyness is only the effect of a sense of inferiority in some way or other.
Pride and Prejudice?
If I could persuade myself that my manners were perfectly easy and graceful, I should not be shy.
Pride and Prejudice,
but you would still be reserved, said Marion, and that is worse. Edward stared.
Reserved?
Am I reserved, Marion? Yes, very. I do not understand you, replied he, coloring. Reserved? How? In what manner? What am I to tell you? What can you suppose?
Yes, this is Pride and Prejudice.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
It's Sense and Sensibility.
Sense,
you got the author.
I knew it, but
I tried to emphasize the word sense.
Ah, yikes.
But you got the Austin.
Yeah, it was
there.
Austin for sure. All right. Fine. I don't know how we're scoring this. Are we scoring this? You don't want to keep scoring anymore because you're so behind. But look, you're already ahead in this segment.
Okay, so this one you get 20 per.
Stop. All right, ready?
Yes.
This should be easy. Say, whence ye gods, contending nations strive, who most shall please, who most our hero give? Long have his coffers groaned with Trojan spoils, whilst we, the wretched partners of his toils, reproached by want, our fruitless labors mourn, and only rich in barren fame return. Now, Aeolus.
What did you just say? Ulysses? Were you trying to say Ulysses?
Nope.
What did you say?
Aeolus. This is your big clue. Ye see, augments
Beowulf.
Store. But come,
the
my
Iliad.
Friend. You're on the right track.
The Odyssey.
Of course. There we are. All your fourth guess was correct. But I didn't even finish my quote.
Sorry.
So that's good. No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Ilias was my big clue.
Aeolus.
Nobody knows
Aeolus.
That.
Aeolus. Okay. I just, it's a name. I thought it would
People
help.
Know
Trojan
Odysseus.
Spoils. Come on. The language.
All right.
Okay.
Look
so
away.
The Odyssey. I'm not looking.
All right. The cars of the migrant people crawled out of the side roads onto the great cross-country highway and then took the migrant way to the west. In the daylight, they scuttled like bugs to the westward, and as the dark caught them, they clustered...
Westward ho! Oh, pioneers!
They clustered like bugs near to shelter and to water, and because they were lonely and perplexed, because they had all come from a place of sadness and worry and defeat, and because they were all going to a new mysterious place, they huddled together. They talked together, they shared their lives, their food, and the things they hoped for in the new country. Thus it might be that one family camped near a spring and another camped for the spring and for company and a third because two families had pioneered the place and found it good.
Oh, jeez.
And when the sun went down, perhaps 20 families and 20 cars were there.
Is it O Pioneers? It's not
it
O Pioneers. I just read that. It's not Westward Ho.
It's not Westward Ho. Sophomore English class, I had to read it.
No.
We have, this probably won't help, we have Pa and Ma, and Tom, Uncle John. There's a scene in which they burn peaches, which I remember.
That's not like...
There's also a
Pa and Ma just makes me think Little House. It's not a Little House book, though.
No, it's definitely not that.
I don't know.
Okies?
What?
Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, I love that book. See, you should have given me East of Eden. I was going to give you that because we talked about Cal and how
Is
I wanted
to name
it.
East of Eden?
Well, East of Eden, there was a Caleb and they called him Cal.
Oh, okay.
He's the good brother. Mm. And I was going to bring it up, but that's East of Eden, which is my favorite Steinbeck book. But anyway, shoot, of course. Grapes of Wrath. All right, ready?
Yep.
I have to pull it up. Hang on. I'm sorry. I lost my quote. I have the book here, but I think I got into it. Okay. Oh, here it is. All right. We all joined in the chorus, and none of us thought of the ship, of Europe, or of anything that was passing in the world. The island was our universe. The tent house was a palace we would not have exchanged for any the world contained. This was one of those happy days that God grants us sometimes on earth to give us an idea of the bliss of heaven.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Yes! You're so good.
Okay. Your final one. I lay all this while, as the reader may believe, in great uneasiness. At length, struggling to get loose, I had the fortune to break the strings and wrench out the pegs that fastened my left arm to the ground. For by lifting it up to my face, I discovered the methods they had taken to bind me, and at the same time, with a violent pull, which gave me excessive pain, I a little loosened the strings that tied down my hair on the left side, so that I was just able to turn my head about 2 inches. But the creatures ran off a second time before I could seize them, whereupon there was a great shout and a very shrill accent, and after it ceased, I heard one of them cry aloud, "Tolgo Phonak," when in an instant I felt above 100 arrows discharged on my left hand, which pricked me like so many needles.
What?
I thought this would be the easiest one, no? Just like from what's going on.
Oh, is this like Gulliver's Travels?
Yes!
It's Gulliver's
she got Travel. It. Okay. Nicely done.
Thank you. All right.
Ooh.
I was thinking Tolkien for some reason, but it was first person. It's not in that way.
Wait.
No. Is that the third one?
That's the third. That's it.
It's not what I had in my head.
Okay.
All right.
I really am curious what you had in your head.
One of the other two options. Okay, next up, what are we doing?
Much more dumber!
Much more dumber in this segment. We are going to share something really stupid that we did in the last...
Yes. Actually, I have two things.
Recent times.
Because I'm that dumb.
Go.
All right, so the first one is definitely falls in the much more dumber category. The second one's up for debate. But the first one, Brent and I, we are getting ready to head up to the cabin. And I pull my duffel bag out and start packing. And he starts saying, "Where's my duffel bag? Where's my duffel bag?" I'm like, "I don't know where your duffel bag is. Why would I know where your duffel bag is?" And he's like, "Did you lend it to somebody?" I said, "Why on earth would I ever lend anybody your duffel bag?" So he's stomping around the house, like, saying, "We shouldn't even go to the cabin. There's something else I can't find. It's a sign." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, 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 right." And he's like, "I know you did something with it." And I'm kind of like... Every time this happens,
right.
It's always that I did something with it, right?
But
always.
You mean he's always right?
He's always right.
Okay.
Like, I've always done something with it.
But you're sure that you didn't, but you did.
I'm sure that I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I have? But I'm like, I'm praying. I'm like, oh, this is not going to bode well for me. It just never does. So he's asking me all these questions. Would you have done this? Would you have done this? No, why would I have done any of those things? Maybe an hour later, he comes up holding the duffel bag. Where was it? It was in storage, buried under all these things. And instantly, it's like I'm watching a movie, and I see myself holding the duffel bag, and Alf and I are walking down to storage, and I'm thinking, this will be a much better place to store the duffel bag. And then it comes like a wave. And I knew it was going to play out that way. There's nothing I could do to avert it. So he was very gracious about the whole thing, though. Anyways, I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw a meme. It was that beer guy, the most interesting guy in the world or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
he was like,
yeah.
"I don't always drink beer, but when I drink it, I drink
such
and such." It was like, "I don't always lose my things, but when I do, it's because my wife put them somewhere else." And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. So that was the first thing. Then, secondly, since we've gotten back from Oregon, I've had Want to Want Me, like, on repeat on my MP3 player. It's just a pop song. I could just listen to it all day long. I take the garbage out to it. I clean the bathroom to it. It's just, I can't get enough of this song.
So has it hit that peak though yet?
I keep wondering every time I listen. I'm like, is this it? Then nope, not yet.
Okay.
So I've been thinking. I just really want to dance to this song, and I want to see myself dancing to the song. So you never have that desire. So the biggest mirror.
I know.
It's like I'm dancing with somebody. It's great. It's really good. So the biggest mirror we have is in the kids' room. So I also like to think like, oh, this move looks really good, or steer away from that move. It's not working for you. So it's really good. It's like a way to improve my choreography. So the other day, we were at the mall, and I was like, Olive, guess what I want to do? She's like, what? I'm like, all I want to do is go home and dance in front of the mirror to want me. She's like, okay. But anyways, the kids were giving me a hard time because it's like I'm listening in my MP3 player, so they're hearing no music.
No, and you're just dancing.
I'm just dancing my heart out in front of the mirror. So they were like, Mom, that's kind of dumb. And I'm like, it might be dumb to you, but it's actually kind of great to me. So that one's debatable. Other people might think it's dumb. It's really working for me, though. Okay.
Okay, so the other day, back from vacation, happy to be in my house, happy to be in my own kitchen. Everything's, like, I have piles of laundry to do. It makes me happy. Everything mundane is
the routine
new and nice,
yep.
Right? Because it's been
familiar.
A month since I've done laundry in my own house, and there's a lot of laundry to do. It just feels good to get things done. And
I know.
Right?
I saw you the last few days you trip.
Yeah, that was gross. We were all gross. So, nice to be home in my own kitchen. I don't have a large kitchen, but it's not tiny, but it's a galley, right? So, it's a good two-person kitchen. My old kitchen was a one, like, solo deal. Cannot have more than one person working in there. So, I have this day where we got back from the grocery store. There's all this stuff I want to cook. I've got something going in the crock pot. I've got... trying to make like a bunch of stuff that's going to be eaten throughout the week, but I'm cooking it all this morning because we don't have anything going on. So I'm cooking bacon in the oven. I've got stuff in the crock pot. I'm making something for breakfast that day. I'm baking, and I call the kids in to make their lunch at that moment, which is great. So there's three children plus me, and I've got four different things going, and they're all making different things for themselves for lunch. So later on that day, I'm trying to take a nap in the backyard. Miles comes out. He has a question. I was reading and then I fell asleep. Miles wakes me up. He's like, Mom, I'm trying to have honey. I'm trying to use the honey. He's making toast or grape nuts or whatever. Like, there's this white stuff on top of the honey. I'm like, it's fine. The honey is
just
crystallizing.
Yeah.
Just stir it up. It's totally fine. It's
so curious where this is going.
They're so picky. Just get over it.
Totally.
There's always something.
You can eat crystallized honey.
Yes,
it won't kill you.
Care. It's fine. Eat the honey. And he's like, it smells funny. Miles, the honey is either eat the honey or don't
eat
the honey.
It can't go bad, right?
There's nothing wrong with the honey, right? Yeah. Like, I also have been dealing with this thing with my kids not trusting me. Like, when have I given you bad honey? Like, have I given you food poisoning ever?
When have you asked
Trust
me for bread
me.
And
I'm
I gave
you
a snake?
This is right. So I've been, So I'm like, just eat the honey. It's fine. So he gets the message that Mom doesn't want to be bothered right now and goes to deal with that on his own. I come in later, and Willis says, Mom, I'm pretty sure that you put bacon in our honey.
Oh,
like, I did not put bacon
in
the honey. Miles, the white stuff Miles is describing is the bacon fat, which he then obeyed me and stirred into this big, full jar of, like, good, like, wild mountain honey, right? Like, not the cheap stuff in the little bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, like, the bacon fat jar, and the honey jar was out, and I
purchases.
Poured the, yeah. So, so I'm, like, grossed out. I'm about to dump this entire jar of honey into the trash, and then I'm like,
but
the
fat
will solidify at the top of the honey.
Will it?
Just scrape it off. Yes. So I start scraping it off, and I'm thinking, I can get most of this out.
Yeah.
So I do that, and I'm wiping the inside of the jar, and I'm feeling okay about it. And then I taste it.
It's, like, so good.
Why don't we have bacon-flavored honey? This is amazing. So, I'm trying to sell my kids on it,
yeah.
And they're not there yet.
Okay.
But I have hope, and I'm eating it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Much more better
much more
bacon fat.
Yeah, but so it was dumb. Like, they were trying to tell me, you did this. You put bacon in our honey. Why would I ever put bacon in the honey? Of course I didn't put bacon
Miles
in your honey.
Did it. I'm still kind of confused. How did the things get combined?
The bacon fat and the honey?
Yeah.
I have a jar in my fridge of bacon fat.
Right.
And I had that jar sitting out to collect the bacon fat, but one of the kids was making their lunch and had honey out to put on their peanut butter sandwich or whatever,
right.
And it's in a jar. It's the same size. And I had a lot going on. told you.
But how one get
so I dumped the fat from the bacon I was currently
gotcha,
making.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it wasn't that much. It was like the second right. drinking.
Get over
of
it.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
Honest, and it's, I'm not kidding you, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like really, really good.
Sweet. Let's we make might, some.
Yeah. I think I could make money on it.
Bacon honey toast.
I don't know.
Great.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
That's much more dumber.
Okay, much more dumber.
What is this awesome so bad with you today?
It's a lot of pressure when I do it live. Okay.
I don't know. Did we blow through everything? Just this and that?
I don't think we blew through it.
We blew through it. Yikes. All right, I'll start us off.
Okay.
I have a suggestion for our next... You know that we have much more better reads, right? Like, whenever we read a book, and we both read it, it's much more better book.
Oh, I like this. All right.
So okay. I think we should read Ready Player One. Do you know anything about this book?
I've read Ready Player One.
You have not!
Yeah, for you. Yeah, you'll like
Did
it.
You like it?
I loved it. Actually, I listened to it. Will Wheaton did the audio on it, which was great.
I don't know who that is.
Stand By Me.
Yeah, but which one?
The skinny one. He was also in Star Trek Next Generation.
Okay. Bummer. I was all excited.
I feel like you picked that for me.
I did. I mean, I want to read it, and I thought you would love it, too.
Can
we should
I?
Read it.
Okay. Can I also look into books we might... Both
yes.
Like
yeah, it was just a suggestion. Because okay. then I thought, like, there's probably a whole host of listeners that want to read the same books as we're reading.
Yeah. Just waiting for suggestions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they can comment on our Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I would read. I don't really want to read it again, to be honest.
Oh, no.
One and done.
No, it doesn't look like the kind of book that you would reread. Yeah. But I just thought it would be fun. All right. Next. The other night, I'm putting Willow to bed.
Yes, I'm so curious about this.
And we're talking about our day. And what had we done that day? Oh,
what
you guys had just
done
come
that day?
We had a business meeting, a much more better business meeting. So we were sitting and talking about our things, and the kids were playing. And Willa had a really good time with Olive. So she was telling me about how much fun she had with Olive. She's describing what they did, and then she just says, I just had so much fun with Olive today. It's like, yeah, Olive's a really fun girl. Do you remember when you were in BSF together? It's like, yes, it was so funny that we met them at BSF. It's like, you know what's funny about that, Mom? It's so
was
weird
Olive
because
kind of standoffish?
No, just okay. wait. It's so weird because when we met them, Mrs. Hardy was just plain old, regular, boring, not funny
no
Mrs.
Way,
Hardy.
Really?
These are the words she spoke. I ran out of the room and wrote them down.
Plain old, boring.
Plain old,
not
regular,
funny.
Boring, not funny Mrs. Hardy.
Yeah.
And then you became friends. And she became funny, amazing.
Yes.
Super.
You know
fun
what,
Willa?
You're
party.
Not wrong. You are not wrong.
So great.
Yeah, I did not want any friends at that point.
And you were boring.
Putting out the vibe that I'm very boring. But you, I think you could see through that even then.
It's like I could make her better. Much more.
You kind of did.
She would be really funny. She hung out with me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Will is so insightful. All right. I have quite a few things on my this and that with Hardy and Hank, but I should go through them fairly quickly. First off, listening to old episodes, I say like and okay entirely way too much. So did anybody in Minnesota comment that your new friend is a 16-year-old Valley girl?
No, not a single person.
Okay.
To be fair, like two listeners in Minnesota I talked to, so.
I'm trying not to say like as much. I listened to episode 6 where
yes.
I first made the attempt to cut back and I feel like I was successful. No.
It didn't. No, I think you were. It didn't stand up out to me at all in episode 6.
As
other,
opposed to
other
episodes,
I'm like, oh.
So much like.
Yeah.
Brent. Oh, yes. I want to revisit. One of the questions from Everything to Do with You.
Yeah,
where
episode 3 that nobody heard.
Episode you 3 that nobody heard.
But
exactly
you were really
right,
sad.
Except Kim
okay.
listened.
Oh, no, and Becky.
Becky.
She powered through
Probably
episode
Terry
3. I feel
Finici.
Like there were 3 people that really hung in
the
there.
The hardcore. That's the litmus
I
test.
Know.
Anyways, you asked me what thing I liked about Brent. I said he was fun, yes. which I immediately hated.
Yes, he's fun to be with. That's
yeah. This is what I like about Brent. Whenever you're in a situation where you're like, what is the right thing to do? He always knows. So if you're driving on the road and you're like, oh, is that like the fun hitchhiker that will add like a great story to our life? We should pick him up? Or is that like the hitchhiker like you steer clear? Brent knows. Yes. And he's always right.
Picks up the vibe.
So I really love that about him. Also, we have kind of talked about this off air, but I have a tendency to steamroll you a little bit during broadcasting, which I did during Heavenly Hopes. I think I said, okay, so we got some overlap. Yeah. So next moving on.
But that, to be fair, you had somewhere to be. We had run out of time that day.
We were on a time crunch.
It was a time issue.
Yeah.
I gave you the benefit.
It was steamrolling for a purpose. Yes.
Also, slow down. Does this mean that I can go back and have time to think answers to my...
This and that is the appropriate time.
Okay, not now. I'm just saying. Right, I'm going to go back to episode 3 and...
So, is there anything from Heavenly Hopes that...
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot? Have we not established
the time? It's not the spot. You already prepared this weeks ago.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if you did it journal with me. No, I need time to prepare. I have to think about it.
Okay.
Or at least have that page with me. I don't have it.
Okay.
I don't have a journal
with me.
I did have things that I wanted to say, so next week's
listen. Please don't forget, and I do want to hear them.
I won't forget. I'll go back to my notes and share them with you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Driving back from Oregon with my sister, she's like, so you want to hear some Dave Ramsey podcasts, right? I'm like, yeah, right after you hear some Much More Better podcasts, right? Because you really want to hear that. She's like, oh, yeah, I want to hear it. Like, no, you don't, but I'm going to make you. So anyways, I put on episode 5, and she just kept saying that she's like, listen to how happy you are. You can tell how much you love this from your voice. I was like, I really do. And it makes me so happy that you could intuit that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully there's some joy in my voice right now because I'm quite happy. Also, when you went to Minnesota, I basically had a sad music playlist that I would listen to in the mornings. And then I was just like, yeah, my friend's gone. I'm just going down this rabbit hole of grief. I'm just going to, like, marinate in this. You know?
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
those
I know.
Times where you
just... Yeah, just embrace it.
You want to embrace
yeah,
it.
Like, yeah.
Oh, you're sad? Let's just be sadder.
Yep.
So, anyways, just go there all the way down.
Yep.
So, this morning, I put on a bunch of those songs. And I'm also... So, immediately, I go back to, like,
you can feel,
phase two. I can feel... I remember exactly what it felt like. But I also know I'm leaving in, like, 2 hours to come meet you at the beach, which is one of my favorite things in the world to do. My psyche was so confused. It was the weirdest.
You were twitching.
Yeah. I was like, am I happy or am I sad? I don't know. It was really, really bizarre.
That's funny.
Okay. Last thing on my list. We are on Instagram now, which is really fun. You should check us out. At much more better podcast. Boom. I really like what you wrote. It was something along the lines of, we're not for everybody, but we're probably for you. I was like, if we have a tagline, that should be it. It's perfect. I loved it. According to Willa, it's cool.
It's cool.
Says Willa.
Like, that's a description. Do you know that yesterday we were listening to episode 6 in the car? Yeah. The kids, I'm not kidding, all of my kids are like, put on your podcast.
Yes.
We want to listen to it in the car. And we were listening to the end of episode 6, and they wanted to hear that one because the boys are shooting in the background. They're
the ones shooting the guns, right?
So they wanted to hear themselves. So I look over at Miles at the end, and he's just sitting in the passenger seat, just smiling. Like, just the whole time he's listening, he's just got this big grin on his face.
That's me listening.
I know,
me and Miles.
Right.
Cool.
I thought that they would think it was embarrassing or lame, but he was just really happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I need to know what's on that playlist, though. What songs are on the sad playlist?
Okay, so I think we've talked about all of them. So we got some... we got the big black car action going on. We've got lots and lots of Head and Heart.
Don't you think I could be a better backup singer than the Head and the Heart girl? Like, she's just her voice isn't that great.
And some songs she has to wait like 4.5 minutes.
Yes.
They give her just, on the stage
like,
for the
they
whole
have
song.
Some sort of, I don't know anything about the band, but she's got to be a relative or like a wife or something.
Okay.
Because they don't give her that much air, and then
she's
not that great.
Right. No,
I
kind of
feel like I should audition.
Although I can't say definitively, as I have not heard you sing.
Yes, you have. Don't say that. You've heard me sing a ton of times.
Okay.
You're just giving me a hard time.
I haven't
sung on the podcast.
Well, it's different when you're being recorded.
Yes, it is.
And I have not heard you sing recording.
Anyhow.
Okay. What else was I getting? Okay, so... Oh, some Lumineers is on there.
I like it. This is just my everyday stuff.
This is so dark.
I'm so depressed. It sounds just like pleasant.
And then there's actually some pop stuff, but because I was sad when I was listening to it,
it's now tainted. It can't.
I just associate it with that time, and so it does weird things to me.
I get it.
But now I'm in a happy pop music phase, and part two of our magical summer, the playlist is great. Are we outro out here?
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Outro.
I won't laugh through it this time.
So serious.
So serious. So long, that's a wrap for Much More Better Podcast. My speech, Much More Better. My speech.
No, M-M-B-E.
M-M-B-E.
Beach Edition.